Healthcare again in the spotlight.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today is the day of cameras and supposed bipartisan haggling in Washington over health care. And President Obama, along with Republicans and fellow Democrats, will sit down to discuss possible compromises. This summit, as it's being dubbed, will be televised nationally, and we're likely to see a lot of politics and theater. The real issue, though, will be about money and costs. Republicans say they hope to offer some incremental steps that won't add to the deficit. Democrats want a broader approach that would cover more Americans, something the Brookings Institution's Henry Aaron says he's in favor of.
We spend a ridiculous amount of money on mind-bogglingly complex administration, wasting tens of billions of dollars. The bill contains a number of provisions that would begin to set us on the road to simplifying that process.
Now, that summit starts in just a few hours at Blair House. That's right across the street from the White House in Washington. Let's check the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. In Europe, shares in London up by 0.5%. Others pretty much flat today. In Asia, the Hang Seng and Nikkei both lost ground. Yesterday on Wall Street, Ben Bernanke's testimony before Congress and the Fed's low interest rate policy got investors to buy a little bit. The Dow added 91 points to close the end of the day at 10,374. There's a House subcommittee today that will ask whether the government is doing enough to prevent harmful chemicals from getting into drinking water. And as Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, scientists are worried about a whole new class of chemicals that may harm human reproduction.
They're called endocrine disruptors, and you'll probably be hearing a lot more about them. That's because public health advocates are pressing the EPA to keep them out of our drinking water. These synthetic chemicals are found in everything from shampoos to pesticides. They're already linked to sexual abnormalities in male fish, and now there's worry these chemicals could be affecting humans. Winona Hodder is director of Food and Water Watch.
We think that there should be closer regulation. We need more federally funded research on these endocrine disruptors, and we need these products that contain these chemicals to be labeled.
Researchers say these chemicals could be contributing to conditions like genital abnormalities in newborn boys and obesity. If Congress passes legislation introduced last year, suspect chemicals could be banned. Sewage plants could also be forced to more aggressively treat wastewater. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
It's a sad day for fans of the Hummer sport utility vehicle. The SUV brand Hummer is dead. Originally, when gas guzzlers went out of style, General Motors planned to sell Hummer to a Chinese company. But today, regulators in Beijing failed to accept the deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals. 1-888-VANGUARD. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
Old empty office towers are a problem in many city centers nationwide. The vacant skyscrapers are another casualty of the recession. And in Texas, the city of Dallas isn't immune. About 10 large downtown buildings are dark. Kate Archer Kent of Red River Radio has a look at the most recent closure.
When attorney Michael Vernon signed a 5-year lease last August, he says there was no sign that the 52-story Elm Place would close last month. He and his partner had built up their law practice at Elm Place for more than a decade.
It suited our needs beautifully. It had the right presence for the people that came to see us.
When Elm Place's largest tenant, Bank of America, moved out last year, it was the final blow for a skyscraper that had faced recent competition from newer downtown buildings and companies migrating into the suburbs. When word spread that Elm Place would be shuttered, Vernon says, commercial real estate brokers went on the prowl.
We were just absolutely inundated with brokers representing other buildings trying to get us to come over and move, and people just literally walking into our offices unannounced. Hey, we're here. We hear that your building's in trouble.
When Elm Place opened in 1965, it was the tallest skyscraper west of the Mississippi. With its dark gray glass and soaring white marble slabs, it was a posh address for Dallas banks, brokerages, and oil companies. But now Elm Place makes up a big chunk of the nearly 5 million square feet of vacant downtown real estate.
Maybe as much as 35 or 40% of that will never be occupied again.
Commercial realtor Jack Gosnell recalls many empty buildings during the 1980s savings and loan crisis, but this time is different. Even when the economy does rebound, Gosnell is doubtful that much of this real estate will be reopened. Gosnell has been working to redevelop downtown Dallas for a decade, and he says buildings like Elm Place are past their prime.
Technology's moving at such a clip that a building can become functionally obsolete in 40 years easily. Can be too expensive to operate without stripping it down and completely converting it to green.
And renovating these old buildings is very expensive. Gosnell says the asbestos abatement bill alone can be cost prohibitive.
It's easier to tear a building down sometimes and rebuild it.
No word yet on the immediate fate of Elm Place, but Gosnell remains hopeful that a huge tenant will come along and fill up the Texas-sized office space. In Dallas, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
And finally, Americans are pretty cool to the idea of cleaning out the refrigerator. Now appliance makers are banking on that. Whirlpool did a survey of refrigerator habits. Nearly a third of those polled said they just shove things into the cooler without thinking. Another fridge maker, Sub-Zero, actually brought people to their research facility to observe them loading groceries. A spokesman told the Wall Street Journal, and I'm quoting here, "Most people don't know what they're doing." But the appliance makers do know what they're doing. They're adding more spill-proof shelves, antibacterial technology, and lots more lighting so you can see the foods that are about to go bad. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us and grab the podcast while you're there at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.